This is the final whistle on Ocean FM. Sligo has a new senior hurling manager. He's Limerick man Tom Hennessy, and he sets out his stall on the programme for the season ahead. Last weekend's National Senior Athletics Championships in Dublin were memorable for several young athletes based in Sligo. Two of the local medal winners interview each other about their Santry exploits. And we're in Castleconnor to tee up the start of the Sligo LGFA Connacht Gold Allow Club Football Championships this weekend. Welcome to the programme. This is Austin O'Callaghan, and here are the contact details. 083 3500 530 by WhatsApp and text. sport@oceanfm.ie is the email address, and you'll find us on X at Ocean FM Sport. So Sligo has a new senior hurling manager. Limerick man Tom Hennessy was part of Stephen Shields' backroom team last season. Now he's taking over the managerial reins. Tom is a native of Kilmallock in Limerick, but he's made Donegal his home in recent years. He lives in Downings. As a hurler himself, Tom won National League and Munster Hurling Championship medals. He was in two All-Ireland finals in the 1990s, and his son Barry was goalkeeper on the all-conquering Limerick side of recent years. Barry has four Celtic crosses. So after being a coach and selector last season, was taking on the Sligo Bonnachthore bib, a natural progression for Tom this time around.
To be honest with you, Austin, I wasn't thinking about it. I was contacted when it became available, when Stephen announced that he wasn't taking it forward. I was contacted by a lot of the players, and then by the county board chairman, Declan Rouse, and I had to go away and think about it and get my head around, you know, the step up from coach to manager. And then I decided, look, even though results last year may not have shown it, we had a difficult year with lads travelling, lads injured. You know, and that, in fairness to Stephen, encapsulated his 2 years. He, you know, did an amazing job, because over the 2 years between injuries and lads travelling, he never had a full hand to deal with. And when I looked at the ability, you know, I saw it close hand last season coaching these lads. And, you know, I was blown away by the ability and the skill level within the group and the desire they had to succeed and to be better. And, you know, when you add all the little things up, you know, I then decided to, you know, give it a go.
If we look at the results from last season, Tom, there were six straight defeats in Division 3 of the league and relegation. The Nicky Racker Cup Sligo were in contention for a good portion of the round robin phase. It didn't work out for them in the closing games. To the casual viewer, they might feel that progress has stalled this year. How would you view what you've got to work with now as you take over the managerial reins?
You know, from a results point of view, you look at it, you know, and it is a results business. You look at it, the cold light of day, and you say, okay, they speak for themselves. But when you look at the league, we had one of the best score differences in the league. We were not beaten by much in any game. And a lot of the defeats we had, we were so close, or leading, or, you know, made mistakes. Some self-inflicted mistakes cost us games. And that's all about, you know, we had a lot of young guys thrown in, and that's the learning part of it. And that was actually the good thing for Sligo Hurling last year was when you looked at the league, we blooded a lot of players who got experience of playing senior hurling at intercounty level, competitive intercounty level. We may not have had the results in the league, but we were very competitive. Nicky Rackard, we had a great start. We were horrendously unlucky against the eventual winners, Roscommon. We were 3 points up going into injury time, which was 3.5 minutes, and the ref played nigh on 9.5, and they equalised at the last puck. That shook us a wee bit, but we rebounded, and bar 15 minutes against Mayo, where we went off plan and we didn't stick to the game plan we had put in place, and we played more like individuals rather than a team. And that eventually cost us. And, you know, the Armagh game, it was just, again, we were, I won't say unlucky, but we were making decisions where we should have just taken points when we were trying to work goals. And that's all the learning process, Austin. It's with a lot of young guys, again, with injuries. You know, we lost Thomas Cawley. We didn't have Rory effectively for the whole year last year. Rory McHugh. We had lads that were putting in unbelievable shifts, carrying knocks. But we were exceptionally close. And when you look at it, when you look at the whole picture and you look at the evolution of certain players, you look at the lads that are coming back in, and hopefully these lads will come back in fresh this year, injury free. To be honest, we are where we are. A lot of managers will talk to you about raising the bar and raising, well, where the way I'm looking at it now, we're raising the floor. You know, the only place we've left to go now is up. First target for us next year is promotion from Division 4 back into Division 3. And that's our first goal. And then we look at the championship. But I'm confident. I'm confident in the standard of player we have in Sligo. I'm confident in their ability, their skill levels. They will have learned a lot of them on decision making and, you know, making better decisions and taking better options. And it'll be up to us as a management team to bring the best out of them. So I'm looking forward to next year. I'm looking forward to seeing those lads. We've lads coming back. And I'm looking forward to seeing them gelling with the full group that we have here for the last 2 years, and looking for the first time maybe in 3 years having the full Sligo hurling talent available to the county and pushing that on.
The hurling community in Sligo will be familiar with you, Tom. The wider audience maybe less so. A little bit about yourself. You've made Donegal your home these days. You're living in Downings in the north of the county, but you're Limerick born and bred, Kilmallock man. I'm looking at your roll of honour here. You have National League winners medals with Limerick as a hurler, Munster Hurling Championship titles. You were involved in 2 All-Ireland finals with Limerick in the mid-1990s. Yep. While they didn't work the way you wanted, you and your family know what it's like to lift Liam McCarthy, because your son Barry has 4 Celtic crosses with the current Leitrim generation of hurler. So you're well placed to know what the top table looks and feels like. How can you harness any of that in your job with Sligo next season?
Yeah, the thing that has really astounded me since I've come. You know, there is, you can call it hurling, this snobbiness. You know, there's often a statement said, you draw a line from Galway straight across and everything below that. That's where hurling is. But I've seen it in Sligo. I've seen it in Donegal. I was involved with Sloughneil as a coach. And Tyrone as a coachman, you know, and I've seen absolutely phenomenal players, met phenomenal hurling people, people that have such a passion for the game. And their passion is no different to someone from Kilmallock or someone from, you know, Glen Rovers or someone from James Stevens. They feel and think about the game in the same way. There's players in the Sligo set up, Rory McHugh, Andy Kilcullen, you know, Gerard O'Kelly Lynch, lads like that, you know, that would grace any county. And my job will be looking to bring anything that I can do along with my management team to give those lads that little extra 1%. They, you know, it doesn't matter what county you're in, Austin, only a certain percentage of players and any a small percentage of players in the association get to play a national final in headquarters in Croke Park in any given year. Whether it's Nicky Rackard, Liam McCarthy, Laurie Maher, Joe McDonough, Chris Deering, doesn't matter. Only a small percentage get to play. And I know from being involved last year, the passion that the Sligo players and hurling community have for the game, have for their county jersey, and the love they have. You can see it every time they pull it on, you know. They respect the jersey. They try to honour the jersey. They try to take it and leave it in a better place. And anything that I can do and the knowledge that I've gained to help them do that, I would be delighted in the coming year.
That's Tom Hennessy, Sligo's new senior hurling boss. Rhys Armstrong, who's director of hurling at Ulster University, and specialist goalkeeping coach Derek Kelly, who's been involved with the Donegal Hurling and Camogie Academies. They'll be working with Hennessy in the background. Irla Cox will be the SNC coach, supported by Sean Boyle. And two further members will be added to the coaching ticket from within the Sligo hurling community, one of whom will also be a member of the County Under 21 management setup. Darren Norman and Gary Gilgan will continue as kit men. Well, there was an impressive array of local success at last weekend's National Senior Track and Field Championships in Santry. Donegal's Mark English continuing his Indian summer in the men's 800 metres with a 10th Irish outdoor title. Sligo athletes brought home their fair share of medals as well. Sligo Athletic Club's Finlay Daly won gold in the men's 3,000 metres steeplechase. North Sligo's Chris O'Donnell took silver in the 400 final. A very impressive silver too for 16-year-old sprint hurdler Brian Colnan from Sligo AC in the 400 metres hurdles final. And the Sligo AC men's 4x100 metres relay quartet took an impressive silver, as did ATU Sligo student Alex Joyce. That was in the women's 3,000 metres steeplechase final. She was running in the singlet of Tuam Athletic Club. And South Sligo AC's Caoimhe McDonagh won bronze in the women's triple jump. Well, we're going to hear from two of those medalists now. Steeplechase silver medalist Alex Joyce, who's studying biomedical science these days at ATU Sligo, although she's about to head to the United States to continue her studies and running there for the next year or two. And 17-year-old Peter Makarowski, who, along with Finn Campbell, Aaron Cadden and Dara Burke, won that terrific relay silver for Sligo Athletic Club, the first adult relay medal, we think, for a Sligo team at the Nationals. Here is Peter interviewing Alex about her success last weekend. She was a recent winner, incidentally, of the Streets of Sligo 5K back in July. And a few weeks ago, the Tuam girl qualified to represent Ireland at the European Under 23 Athletics Championships in Norway.
So I got the two B standards. So it was in Belgium. I got the first standard. And I remember crossing the line and I thought I didn't do it. I felt like the race went so wrong. I remember I could literally hear my coach Dermot shout. I was doing the water jumps for steeplechase. It was in the steeplechase. And I just kept like two-footing the water jumps. So it was slowing me down like a lot. And I was getting so frustrated the whole race. So I remember crossing the line and just being like, oh, I don't think I did it. And then I had to rush straight to the airport afterwards. And I found out on the way out that I'd done the standard. And I was like, okay, I got it once. I know I can do it again. So then we went to Birmingham. And I remember just taking that race out a little bit more conservatively because I was a bit anxious, like, if I go too hard and completely fall apart in the last, like, 1K, I won't get the standard. So I remember taking out a little bit conservatively and I got the standard by just a second. So I was just, I was buzzing. I was like, I finally did enough to get an Irish best, hopefully. And then when I got the email that I got the Irish best, I was like, I honestly thought it was a dream. Like, I still can't believe that I actually achieved that goal, that I got the Irish best in the end.
Now, what made that even more impressive is that this is your first year doing a 3,000 metre steeplechase. And last season, you did the 800 and the 400 metre hurdles. Tell me, what actually had caused you to switch events?
So it was back in November, I was doing a lot more distance work. And me and Dermot made a decision to do some 1,500 metre work and focus on that indoors and try and build that engine and drop back down to eights outdoors and try get the standard in the 800. And I remember at home, there was a 8K race on the road in Curfin, like Curfin AC organised it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do that just for some fun. And it ended up being a really quick race. Like, there was another woman in it and she was so impressive. And I remember just hanging on to her and kicking for like the last 800 metres maybe. And when I sent Durham at the time, he was like, I think you should move up in distance, because it was just like, it obviously suited me a lot more than the 800. And then the 400 hurdles work, I was like, hopefully that will kind of help me with the steeplechase, because obviously you're hurdling. So I was like, if we can put those two things together, it should work out.
Now, all those three events are extremely technical, so walk us through what actually goes through your mind during the 3K.
So during that 3K steeplechase, it depends on the race. Like, when I like take the race out and like lead it, I'm just like, just keep going, like, just take each, I'm just, every time I do the water jump, there's seven water jumps in the race, which is seven laps, so I'm like, every time I do one water jump, I'm like, just six to go, I just keep focusing on that. Like, that's what really gets me through the race. Like, when there's 800 to go, I'm like, that's just 200, that's just two water jumps, and then I'm done. So, and then if I'm like in a bit of a pack, I just tend to like focus on the people in front of me, and I'm like, just hang on to them. I'm like, once I can hang on to them, and when with 200 to go, hopefully I can just kick by them. That's what I just keep telling myself the whole race.
So, obviously, given that you're performing at such a high standard, you've caused schools in America to even see interest in you. So, we've heard that you've signed with Nebraska Track and Field. What actually caused you to say, I'm willing to go over to America and compete there?
So I was kind of interested in looking at America even from when I left in Leaving Cert. I was like, I wouldn't mind, you know, kind of making that jump, because the facilities are just like amazing over there. And, you know, I don't know, I just thought it'd be an amazing experience. But I couldn't get it those first 2 years. And then I went over and I actually visited Providence first. And I did kind of fall in love with the place, but my credits weren't really matching. And then David Flynn got in contact with me and he was like, oh, look, there's this steeple coach over in America who's interested in you. Can I pass on your number. And I was like, yeah, you know, I hadn't really made the decision because I was really happy in Sligo. I am still really happy in Sligo. But I was then when I got in contact with her, and she was, we had a few Zoom calls. We had a Zoom call with Dermot as well. And it seemed to be like really, really seemed to fit what I would want. And yeah, I just decided like I might as well go for it, and it's an amazing experience. And like, you can always come home if you like really don't like it. Hopefully I won't have to, but like, I just think you're never going to grow if you stay where you're comfortable. So
now, this last weekend, this was your last race on Irish soil, the National Irish Senior Championships, and you had walked away with a silver medal and a PB of 10 minutes 9 seconds. Tell us, how did you feel coming into and coming out of that race?
So going into the race, like honestly, my main goal was to win. So I was a bit like, oh, but Abby, the girl who came first, was incredible. She ran, I think, a 35-second like PB, and she's a lovely girl. Like honestly, we were like talking before the race, everything. So, you know, I was still really grateful to come away with a medal. Yeah, going into the race, I was a bit nervous. I was like, right before the race, Dermot was like, oh, do you want to take it on or do you want to sit and kick? And I was like, it's my last race, I kind of want to take it on and try go for that PB. So I just went out and tried to lock in on 80 second laps, which would be about 10 minute pace. And then I just kept trying to keep going. And then with that last 200, I could really feel it in my legs. I was like, oh, like the last lap, and I could still feel Abby on my shoulder. And I was like, oh, my legs are just, I was just trying to willing them to just keep going, get over those hurdles. And then, yeah, I just finished strong. And yeah, I was so happy to go sub that, like that sub the 10:10, you know, because it's just nice to have like a 10:09 instead of like a 10:12, or, you know, it just sounds nice. But yeah, I was just grateful like to stay injury free the whole season and be able to finish the season with a PB, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just so happy.
So after such a successful year with your first Irish vest, a national senior medal, what would you say is your main goal in athletics in this moment?
I definitely want an Irish senior vest. Like that is the one of the main goals, would be to like get one of those major international championships, you know, like a Worlds or like an Olympics or something. It'll be like incredible. Yeah, so I'm just like setting like those smaller goals, because like, you know, if you set a big goal, it can be easy to just like keep looking at that and then like not hitting the smaller milestones in order to get that. So like, I'd love to obviously go, when I go over to America, to like make those NCAA finals and stuff first, and then keep cutting my time down, and then most importantly, stay healthy and stay injury free and just keep working hard really, and see how far I can go, you know.
So how would you describe Dermot McDermott with his impact on your performances in this sport since he came into your career?
Oh, like he was my first ever coach really. So I think I started athletics in about third year, and then Dermot started coaching me when I was in about TY. So he's just, the opportunities he gives every single one of his athletes is incredible, and the time and the patience, you know. There's been races that have probably been an absolute mess. Like I remember those four hurdles races, some of them I just was shuffling into the hurdles. They were just, some of them just completely fell apart, and he'd always just be like, you know, like, it's okay, next race. Like he just wants you to work hard, and once you go onto the track and give it everything, like he's going to be happy no matter what. And yeah, I just, like the amount of opportunities that he's given me and the coaching as well, like he's always just, he gets so much out of you, and you don't even realize. He'll just be like, go run an extra 400, and I'm just like, okay, let's go do it. Like, he's just incredible, really.
Now, if you had to give one piece of advice to the entire audience watching, what would you say?
Work hard and keep going. Like, you know, this time, my last seniors, the first seniors I ever did, I didn't make the final. The next seniors I ever did, I didn't make the final. Like, there's been so many races that have like completely fallen apart, and like times when I've just been like, oh, why do I do this sport? Like, it's not for me, like, you know. So I think you just have to keep going, keep work, like if you really want something, you keep working at it. I feel like eventually everything will fall into place, you know. Maybe not in the ways you, like, I would know if you told me last year I was running 3K steeplechase, I would have been like, okay, are you okay? No, but it's just, I feel like just keep going, keep working hard and stay uncomfortable. Like, when you get comfortable, I feel like you can find something else that to push yourself, you know.
ATU Sligo's Alex Joyce, silver medalist in the 3,000-metre steeplechase in Santry with Peter Makarowski. And then Peter had the microphone turned on him as Alex quizzed him about his and Sligo AC relay team's silver medal last weekend.
You were running in that 4x1 quartet that won a national senior medal, which was the first ever relay medal for Sligo. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, coming into it, you know, transport out to Santry is pretty hard. You get up at 5 a.m. and get a train down there with a friend. So, you know, initially the target was I just listened to my coach, Aaron McDermott, and he just helped me just, you know, focus, think about your leg, think about hitting the bend. And I, when the boys arrived, you know, everything clicked. You know, we ran, we did our changes, everything was smooth. So when we got called into the call room, my legs were shaking, everything was going through my head, like, don't drop the baton, don't let the boys down, you know, it's, you have to perfect this, this can't go wrong. So as soon as we got called, we hit the track, all my nerves just disappeared, you know, I'm walking over to my lane, I'm at my mark, I take my steps, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm ready for this, this is easy, I've done this before, done it again, you know. We had the club record coming into this with a time of 43.73, and we were thinking we could easily chop a second off, and that's exactly what we did. We went 42.39, and I couldn't have been more prouder with the boys, and I was extremely happy that even after like such a bad start to my season and having the boys there with me, it was all worth it in the end.
And can you describe, like, do you feel less nervous when you're on a relay, or would you be more nervous because you don't want to let anyone down, but you also have that, like, this team kind of vibe, you know? So
yeah, over the course of the season, you know, I've learned in my individual events, I perform better when I try to act like I don't care, you know, when I don't get the nerves get to me. I can't do the same thing with a relay because there's other people in the race as well. I honestly say the relay is even harder to do than the individual event because you have to think about others as well on the day. So it's like, you know, it's all down to the team and not you. So that just makes it a lot more important. So the nerves will always be there if it's a relay.
And lastly, can you say, like, who the other boys were and where each of you ran? And
yeah, so opening leg for us was Finn Campbell, fresh out of a lad's holiday at Albufeira. you know, freshly 18, he's a great guy. And then going into second leg was the brother of Lauren Cannon, Aaron Cannon, in his late 20s. He's probably the fastest guy in 100 out of our group. He was such a bullet down the back straight. And then into me, going into Dara Burke, 19 years of age. You know, he's always been our anchor. He's always been the guy who'd say, give it to Berkey and he'll run it down. And he almost did that. He took us there. We got the silver. That's all that mattered.
Peter Makarowski, who was part of the Sligo Athletic Club men's 4x100m silver medal winning relay team last weekend. He was talking to ATU's Alex Joyce, a silver medalist herself in the women's 3,000m steeplechase in Santry. When we come back, the 2025 Sligo LGFA Adult Club Football Championships throw-in this weekend. We'll hear from some of the championship hopefuls. Well, the 2025 Sligo LGFA Connacht Senior, Intermediate and Junior Club Football Championships begin this weekend. There are five teams this year in the Senior Championship. Holders Own Rua, St. Nathie's, St. Mary's, Turlestran and Drumcliff Ross's Point. There are four teams in the Intermediate, Giva, CT Gales, Eastern Harps and Culleira Strandhill. And then the Junior Championship has three grades, A, B and C. We're going to hear some of the Senior Championship contenders in a moment, but first to the team who are moving up to Intermediate football this year after a truly memorable 2024 on the Junior Club Championship circuit.
Well, this time last season, they were flying to Maastricht and playing All-Ireland semi-finals and winning Connacht Club Championships. And now Calera Strandhill are back at it again, and we're going to talk to Seán O'Dolton, the team captain in 25, and Holly Gilligan as well. It's going to be hard to match the success of last year, Seana.
Yeah, that's for sure. I suppose there's kind of not an expectation, but we definitely would love to give this year as good a run as we did last year. It feels like there's a lot of support behind us, and that we've got kind of, it feels like we never got a break, that hopefully the momentum still is following through for this year's championship. Like,
have you managed to keep most of the squad together?
Yeah, for sure. The loss of Edwina, our captain last year, has just had a lovely baby girl, so that's one of our big losses for this year. But we've gained so many more. I suppose a lot of girls would have said they were kind of inspired to come back playing football this year after seeing the success of the team and even just going to games and stuff. We've definitely gained a lot more from last year's success.
Yeah, Holly, interest levels must be high right now in Calera Strandhill.
Yes, definitely. We're definitely getting a lot more publicity around and a lot more support than we have in the past years. And people are just excited now, I think, to come and watch us for this championship and see the drive again following off after last year.
And of course, the stakes get higher now because you were county and Connacht club champions at junior grade last year. Now you're playing intermediate, so it's a slightly different ball game.
Yeah, like it is. I suppose we didn't expect last year's success at all, but when you get a taste for that success, like you do definitely. We're pushing for that success again. We did well now in the league. We got to the final, which, you know, it's such a good step, and it's definitely a good step for us going into championship to say that we got to a league final at an intermediate level, which is new to us. So, yeah, we're definitely striving for that final place again.
And in terms of championship, it's a small number of teams, four, so the margin for error is going to be small.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll be playing everyone home and away. We'll definitely all know each other very well come final day, hopefully. But it's nice, so getting two goes at everyone as well.
Six games, so at least it's not detrimental if you were to slip up in the opener.
Yeah, I suppose we can kind of pay attention and hopefully get it right then the next day if it doesn't the first time, I suppose.
And Holly, you know, the men managed to retain their county title last year. I'm sure the women would like to do likewise.
Yes, indeed. Obviously, coming from last year and the year before, coming from Junior B champions 2 years ago to Junior A champions last year, it would just be, I think, the cherry on top to get intermediate champions this year to 3 years in a row. To get up so many grades would be great.
And do you think there'll be a target on your backs finally because of all you achieved last season?
It's hard to know, I suppose. You can't, I think it just shows that you can't really cross anyone out. Like, we joined Junior A, it was our first, or like coming into Junior A, we just came up from Junior B, and it just shows that you can't really not expect anything from any team.
With me now are the St Mary's duo, Emily Nicholson and Ava Canning. Ava, I might start with you. I'm sure you're still coming to terms with last Saturday and the All-Ireland minor final against Clare. It wasn't to be for Sligo, but will you be able to take some positives when the dust settles?
Yeah, definitely. The training and all coming in now to the senior and junior championships. So hopefully we've a good run at the senior championship this year. We fell out lucky last year with Torlestrand and Nathies, but hopefully we have something in it this year. And as well with the junior C, we fell out lucky with St John's in the final, but hopefully a junior C is coming our way this year.
It was a great journey for you, though, with the Sligo Minors, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely was. A long season, but definitely worth it.
And Emily, St Mary's played the All-County League Cup final last Sunday against Torlestrand. Torlestrand, the winners, but I don't think you'll be losing sleep over that defeat, will you?
No, we've been very lucky historically in the ACL. We usually get to the final, so unfortunately we didn't get across the line on Sunday, but we have our county girls back now, our minor county girls and our county girls. So training has been really good the past 2 weeks, and we're looking forward to the championship now next week.
Always difficult, it may be unfair to make comparisons, but do you feel Mary's are a better team in 2025 than they were this time 12 months ago?
Yeah, we've a lot of young players. We've a lot of young players coming in even this year again. They're excellent players, and we're hoping we've a really young squad. So I think that'll be a great addition this year. So yeah, let's hope so anyway.
Yeah. and there is a bit of quality in there. You know, Owen Rua will be a target. I'm sure St. Nathies want to get back to the top tier if they can again. So there aren't going to be too many, in inverted commas, soft games in this championship?
No, definitely not. The senior championship, the standard is very high, and we have the addition now of Drumcliffe this year, so that's another tough game. But yeah, the standard is good, but that's what we want. They're all competitive games and good for spectators as well.
Well, with us now, two of the Tour Lestran panel, senior and junior. The captains, Sarah Cunney for the seniors and Laura Durkin for Tour Lestran juniors. Sarah, if I can start with you, having lifted the ACL Cup last Sunday, is that an encouraging sign, or what should we read into that?
Yeah, I know, it's great. It's great to have such competitive games coming so close to championship. I think last summer we had kind of a long spell with no games, whereas this summer we've been competitive right up until last week and then looking to championship soon. It's great to get a cup and kind of set the tone for the back end. Hopefully we can continue that on.
Are Tour Lestran a team on a mission this summer?
Yeah, always. Definitely hoping to push on this year, get another step further.
Right, okay. And how do you feel the team has evolved over the last 12 months?
Yeah, good. We've been training hard. We've new management in this year and working really hard on things. We've our county girls back in the last kind of week or so, so kind of knitting back together again.
Remind us of your new management team.
Fintan Kendi is in this year and James Curley, and then we've Maria Brennan as well.
Okay, yeah. So plenty of local faces there.
Definitely, yeah. No, they've been involved with so many of the girls. Fintan would have had a lot of the girls in underage, so he'd know us very well.
And Laura, the junior panel will have ambitions as well?
Yeah, junior's doing really well the league the last few years, so we're hoping to bring that into championship now this year.
I'm assuming you train with the senior panel?
Yes, we train with the senior panel. So training is very competitive for both junior and senior this year, so everyone's fighting for a place on both teams, really.
Yeah, and that brings on both sets of players, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it brings on the minor team as well, because our junior team has a lot of minor girls on it, which is great to see the girls coming up and wanting to play football as well. So it's great to have the underage girls coming up and striving to be on both teams as well.
Well, seeing as we're in Castleconnor, we might as well have a chat with the host club, Ón Rua, county champions at senior grade in 2024. It's nice to be able to say that now, Clara Battle, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant. Such a great achievement for us and for the club. I suppose we worked really hard last year and we put our all into it. And yeah, it was great to come out with the cup at the end of it.
A lot of work went into this. This wasn't a flash in the pan, let's be clear about that.
Oh, 100%. Like, the amount of work that our trainers put in and our manager, and it was just outstanding. And like the girls just working in every training session and pushing each other on to be the best that we could be.
Now there's a target on your back. Do you think that changes things in the 2025 championship?
Well, look, like there's the teams that are in senior championship, like they're all brilliant. Like there's huge competition there, and we have to just try and keep pushing on. And it's going to be challenging. It's going to be really challenging when we meet the other teams. And we have an Athies now next weekend. That's who we played the final against last year, so that's going to be a really tough one.
It's a bit early to have a rematch so quickly on one level, is it? Or is it a nice way to start? It gets you fired up straight out the gate.
I suppose it is. We have to make sure we go out and we give it our all.
There is, of course, more than one Ón Rua team at adult level, Ava. But it must be a lovely bounce effect for all players here to be part of this at the moment.
Yeah, like we have huge numbers, two teams, but I suppose when we're training it doesn't feel like we have two teams at all. We're all just part
of the one club.
We're the one club, yeah. So there's no divide there at all, but it's great. We have huge numbers this year, the last couple of years.
There will be people listening to this interview who are still vague about where Ón Rua is and what catchment area it belongs to. This is West Sligo, the likes of Enniscrone, Castleconnor, Eastkey and surrounding Corbla, etc. You're a group of girls who get on well, clearly, whatever the local allegiances are.
Yeah, we all get on really well. we have a great group of girls, and like I already said, we all push each other on and hold each other accountable and try and make sure everyone's at training, and we always try to keep things as positive as we can. Don't really like negativity or, you know, giving out to another player. That's not really how we roll.
Well, let's have a word with a man who never gives out, the club chairman, Patrick Cleary, who's part of the senior management team as well. It must be a very proud time of the year for this club, Patrick, to be going into the Conagold Senior Championship as defending champions.
Yeah, look, we're extremely proud, and I suppose you could be no more prouder than the bunch of girls we have. Like, I know you say there, like, it's Cassa Connor in a scone in Eastkey, but like, people think we have a huge pick, but the way I'd be looking at it is chimney pots. So it's an old saying, like, I know you go down Sligo side, we don't have many estates like in Cassa Connor or Eastkey or that, in fairness. So when you put all the numbers together, there's not a huge difference than some of the big town clubs. But I suppose the senior championship, it's the serious teams in it this year. Like, you've Torlestrand, top-notch team, flying. Neathies, very good experienced team. You have Drumcliff coming along, they're a great team as well. Very unlucky that wasn't Connacht champions there last year. And you have St Mary's, so I suppose it's all to fight for. It's going to be a very interesting championship because there's nothing between any of the teams.
Well, you mentioned you may not have a huge number of chimney pots in the Oruaua catchment area, but you do have a huge amount of passion for football in this part of the county. Why has women's football gelled so well out here?
Well, I suppose, like, if you go back down through the years, like, no disrespect to all the fellas teams and that, but girls probably didn't get as much a chance, in fairness. And, like, we wouldn't just have enough, like, in the one parish, we'd only probably have 10 or 11 players, in all fairness. So all the girls get on well. They all go to the one school. If they're not going to the convent in the school, they're going to Eastkey, so they're all going well. But we're passionate about everything we do out here. But it's all down to the girls and their parents, like, that brings all the kids to training from under 8 up. Like, it's... I'm just the chairperson there, like, but it's, you really enjoy it, I suppose, when you see such good girls coming out training. And I suppose the nicest thing after every training, you hear the girls saying thank you and that. And that's what brings you back again the next night, is just them little thank you bits. And that's what brings you back, and to see the girls developing. Like, some of the girls there at the moment, I have been with them since they were under 10, under 12, like, and it's unbelievable the way they've developed, like, in fairness to them. So, and that's all down to their hard work as well.
Okay, this is Drumcliff Ross's Point duo, Michelle McNamara and Lisa Morrow. Well, Michelle, if we talk about the now senior team again in 2025, Drumcliff Ross's Point had quite the season last year, winning the intermediate championship title and going on to a Connacht club final. Can you harness that for the senior championship?
Yeah, I suppose building on last year, we had a fantastic year last year, and we were knocking on that intermediate door for a good few years, so it was nice to finally get over the line. And absolutely, we're trying to build on last year and bring it into senior this year. Obviously, we know it's a very competitive group and it's a big step up, but yeah, we're enjoying training now and we're looking forward to getting going next weekend.
Your club mentioned it, Regan has since been appointed county team captain. Have you been able to keep the bulk of the Drumcliff Ross's Point squad together?
Yeah, well, look, we are so proud of Sinead Regan and all the county girls that are in there. And it's great, although they were lucky to lose out. I know they were hoping to get to Croke Park this weekend, but when they come back to their clubs, it's a great buzz around the place. And we've a few weigh-in bits like that, like every club do in the summer. But yeah, they're slowly coming back to us now for next weekend, yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
You've played club and county senior football yourself in previous years. So the Conagold Senior Championship isn't going to be foreign territory to someone like yourself.
Well, look, exactly that, and we know the standard in football in Sligo is fantastic, and it's grown every year. It's getting better and better, and the county this year had a fantastic year with the girls. So look, we know what is ahead of us, and we can just go out and give it our all, and build upon last year, I suppose. Yeah,
it's five teams, it's a small championship. Is that challenging in its own right?
I suppose it can be challenging, but with Sligo football as well, and even in there with the girls, we're kind of familiar with a lot of the girls, we're familiar with a lot of the teams, so I suppose we know how much of a challenge it is going to be, and likewise, so it's exciting now.
Michelle McNamara from Drumcliff Ross's Point. The North Sligo club begin their Connacht Gold Senior Championship on Sunday morning at home to St Mary's in Oxfield at 10:30. The other opening game is a repeat of last year's final, holders Oruaua against St Neathys in Bunanadan. The teams, remember, will play four matches each. Then the top side in the standings goes straight to the county final. Second and third contest a semi-final. A reminder, finally, that The Final Whistle is available as a podcast each week on oceanfm.ie and wherever you get your pods. Just search for Ocean FM Sport or The Final Whistle to find it. We're back with you next week, same time, same place.